Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. My name is Spencer Nordyke, and this is my wife, Cindy, right over here. And this is a very special week. Not only are we starting a revival on Wednesday, July the 1st, but Wednesday, July the 1st is also an anniversary. It's the 30th anniversary of Cindy and I and Pastor George and Terry getting ordained together in 1990 on July 1st. There it is. Where is it? Here's a picture of my ordination. And at the bottom of it is signed by George Pearson's and A.W. Copeland, with Kenneth's dad. He was the sweetest man. He was so awesome. I just loved that guy. Now, on George's ordination paper, I don't know if he signed his own. I am ordained, you know. I don't know if he did that or not, but 30 years ago, this Wednesday, we were ordained all together. And Cindy and I didn't really even know George and Terry very well at the time. We had just started coming to the church before that. And we had met them, we had talked to them a couple of times. But that began a friendship and a relationship that was so rich and so blessed, you know, to this day. And so, you know, this week, it's just so special to us that the revival kicks off on that anniversary, because we're going to see a release of some things. Guys, we're going to see a release of some things that's going to be amazing. Now, I want to mention this, too, because in the announcements they talked about, this summer is the 40th Southwest Believers Convention, the 40th. Now, that's special, okay? And there's a timing of the Lord in this. It's special. 40 in the Bible is special. Jesus, after 40 days of fasting in the wilderness, he came back to town full of the Holy Ghost, and the devil leaveth him. How many of you want the devil to leaveth you? Yeah? Well, something's going to happen this summer. Something's happening this summer, okay? After 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, the children of Israel came into their promised land. You are getting ready to come into a promised land. The things that God has promised you, the abundance that God has promised you, the blessing that God has promised you, you're coming into it this summer. Say, I'm coming in. Okay? There's a timing. I want you to get a hold of this. I know there's been lots of distractions. There's been lots of, you know, other things going on, you know, the pandemic and the news and a cloud of dust and a mighty hi-ho silver from South Africa, you know, has blown over here. You know, just all of the masks, everyone's wearing masks. Who was that masked man? I don't know, but he left a silver Bible. You know, all of this stuff has been going on to try and distract us from what God is doing. And what is God doing? God is raising you up. He's raising us up for such a time as this. This is your time. Say, this is my time. I'm telling you, Jesus came out of the wilderness after 40 days. The children of Israel came out of the wilderness after 40 years. You know, you're coming out of struggle. You're coming out of strain. You're coming out of, you know, minimum into maximum. Okay? Now, I want to mention this too, because we've been operating in a level of glory, but there's a bigger level of glory that's getting ready to happen. There's maximum glory, okay? Now, the children of Israel in the wilderness, we got a theme going on here. None of this is in my notes, by the way. The children of Israel in the wilderness, they had maximum glory, and they became world, famous. When they got to Jericho, now this was 40 years later. When they got to Jericho, Rahab told the spies, she goes, we heard, this was 40 years before, we heard what God did for you in delivering you from Egypt, and it made our hearts melt. Now, people are going to hear what God does for you in this generation, and they're going to come running. They're going to come running. They're going to come running. We're not going to have two services. We're going to have, I don't know how many services we're going to have. Okay? I mean, it's Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Your gates shall be open day and night so they can bring you offerings. That's what it says in Isaiah 60. You know, it's not, and that's not what it's about. It's about the glory of the Lord being upon us. It is so thick in here right now. It is thick in here. It's thick in here, and it wasn't because of the wrap. I smell fish. Do you smell fish? It's thick in here with the glory of God. This room is full of angels. This room is full of glory. This room is full of power. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just receive. We just receive, God. We just receive. We receive what you want. We receive what you have. We receive what you want to do. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, you are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. Say, Jesus, you are Lord. You're Lord of my mind. You're Lord of my heart. You're Lord of my mouth. You're Lord of my time. You're Lord of my home. You're Lord of my family. You are Lord of my glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we're in you. You're in us. We're just here, God. We're just here. We're just here. Oh, Ramahana Mamana Karindiata. We're here, God. We're here. We're here. Oh, Ramahana Mamana Karanaraka te 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 te. I want to talk to you. I do. I need a microphone. Do you have a microphone? Do you have a microphone? Thank you. I want to talk to you. I don't know. The glory of the Lord is all over you.
Thank you.
Stand up.
It's because of gentlemen like that.
Stand up. What's your name?
Casey.
What is it?
Casey.
Casey?
Jones.
Turn around. Face these guys.
Oh, I got in trouble last week.
The glory of the Lord is all over you.
Well, thank you.
Tell me what's going on in your heart.
Same as every day. I mean.
Yeah, but there's this level of glory that's operating and functioning in you.
It's just, I'm sorry. It's just the Bible. And you want to preach, go preach what you preached this morning. I just want
to say,
Zacchaeus was a wee little man.
We'll get to that.
We will.
But there's joy all over you.
Thank you.
And that dose of joy, I want you to pray, because that dose of joy that's on you is going.
I'm a Church of Christ
background. But the joy is all over you. Okay? Father, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. This girl has the joy of the Lord on her. Her laugh is just contagious. Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive the joy. We receive the joy. We receive the joy. This joy, this joy. Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'll be on TikTok laughing later. Don't do that.
You can. You can.
I do.
Everyone say, I receive the joy of the Lord to come on me, to take me over. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
I just wanted the little kids to sing Zacchaeus.
Do you remember that song, Zacchaeus Was a Wee Little Man? You know, we're going to talk about Zacchaeus. Let's talk about Zacchaeus. Let's bring up the picture of the tree. I have to talk about the tree first. You can hang on to that for me. Thank you. There's a picture of a tree. This is in my yard. Or a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, no, it's not. You know, we've had a lot of storms lately, right? I have this tree. Let me tell you about this tree. This tree has had limbs fall to the left, to the right, and on my house. So since that happened, I was speaking to this tree. I said, tree, you are removed. You are cast into the sea. You are coming out in Jesus' name. And it's just a huge tree, 6 foot wide at the base. We estimated it was about 70 feet tall. And it was right next to the house. And so I've been speaking to it and talking to it. And just, I don't know, was it even a couple of weeks ago? 3 a.m, I'm laying in bed, 6 feet from my head. I hear this thump. You know, during the rain and during the storm, I had been speaking to this tree. I said, this time you're not going to fall on the house. This time you're not going to fall on anything. The angels will gently lower you to the ground. And that's exactly what happened. It just laid down and died on the ground. And that's how big it is. That's how big the tree was. Okay. So we called up a company and they came and they cut it all up. And let's show the next picture. That's out Cindy's office window. You look out Cindy's office window, the tree was right there. And so it was just so close to the house. Let's see the next picture. That's where the tree was. It's gone now. Mark 11:23 works. You can talk to trees. Do you know you can do the same thing to your debt? You can do the same thing to your bills. You can do the same thing to problems, situations, neighbors. No, not neighbors. Okay. You can say, be removed, but it's gone. Okay, show the next picture. That's what's left. They were cutting it all into pieces. And Cindy said, I want a piece. I want to remind us that Mark 11:23 works. So we took a little piece and we sealed it all up. Now it's a coffee table on our back patio. And so trees can be removed. Speaking of trees, turn in your Bible to Luke chapter 19, because that's what we're going to talk about. The title of this is Hurry Up and Come Down. Your destiny is waiting. Hurry up and come down. Your destiny is waiting. Now that might sound like an opposite to you, but hurry up and come down. Now, this story, we're talking about sycamore trees. Sycamore trees are the same family as fig and mulberry trees. In fact, the name sycamore comes from a combination of an old word for fig and old word for mulberry. That's where that name came from. Sycamore trees grow 98 to 130 feet tall. They get up to 5 to 6.5 feet in diameter. They live 400 to 600 years. There's mulberry trees around that were here when Columbus discovered America. That's a long time. Sycamore trees represent strength, protection, divinity, and eternity. Sycamore trees at 100 feet tall will have a 60-foot wide root system. So they're almost as big above the ground as they are below the ground. And so it's a big tree. What does all of this have to do with the tree? Well, you'll see in just a second. In Luke chapter 19, starting in verse 1, we're going to read through verse 10. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but he could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. This is a story of a transformation. Now that's what's getting ready to happen. You're going to see your situation transformed, and you're going to see people around you transformed. There's lots of people right now that are anxious, that are stressed out, that are hungry for God, and they don't know what to do with it. Zacchaeus was in this situation. He couldn't see Jesus because he was short. Now, I don't know if you felt this way, if you felt like, okay, I'm coming up short. I'm not enough. What I have doesn't answer the situation. That's how Zacchaeus felt. He was a Jew. He was a chief tax collector. That means he was over a bunch of tax collectors. And he was rich. But he was collecting taxes from his own people to pay to the Romans. And they hated him. They didn't like him. Now, he already had this short mentality. But this added to the problem because they all not only looked down on him, but they called him names, like they called him a sinner, okay? He needed a breakthrough. He needed a turnaround. He needed a transformation. And that's what happens in this story. Now, three things that Zacchaeus did that I believe got Jesus' attention. First, he sought to get a glimpse of Jesus. Second, he ran to get ahead of the crowd. And third, he climbed to get above the people. Now, I want to talk to you for a little bit about just the intensity that he had, okay? We're going to have to come up in a new level of intensity to get a hold of what God has for us, okay? Because God's calling us to go in and take what's ours. And so the intensity is important. So here's a short guy who can't see over the crowd, who everybody hates, but all of a sudden he gets this idea in his head, okay, I'm going to go see this guy who I've heard so much about. They had never met before. He had never seen him. He didn't know what he looked like, but he did three things. He sought to see Jesus. He ran ahead of the crowd and he climbed up into a tree. Now, let me give you a couple of verses along those lines. Listen to this. Psalms 105, verse 4 in the Amplified says, seek, inquire of, and for the Lord, and crave him. Everyone say, crave him. Crave him and his strength, his might and inflexibility to temptation. Seek and require his face and his presence continually evermore. When you seek, there's going to have to be a new intensity in your seeking. Do you crave Jesus? Do you crave him? Okay. How many of you crave chocolate? I mean, you know, what do you crave? Cindy's very honest here. Yes, chocolate. It's, you know, think about what you crave. You know, it's like, oh, you get it in your head. Oh, I got to have that. Oh, you know, I'm just in the mood for Mexican food or, you know, whatever. And you just, you know, it's like, oh, I got to have something. You go looking for it. Okay, there's a new level of craving after God and the things of God that is coming on you. Okay, and it's driving you to action. So then the next thing he did is he ran. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians 9:24 in the Amplified. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run your race that you may lay hold of the prize and make it yours. Do you know, I pray this way. I said, Lord, I receive millions, billions, and trillions of dollars flowing through my hands. It's like, why do you pray that? Because I'm stretching the envelope. Okay? Why are you doing that? Because I want my spirit to be ready when it happens. If you've never thought that, if you've never prayed that, if you've never said that, if you've never, you know, contemplated that at all, you're not going there. Okay? You've got to stretch the envelope and have a bigger vision of where you're going. Okay? God has a bigger vision of where you're going. We need to lay hold and run ahead and take hold of what God has for us. Now, the third thing he did was he climbed. Listen to Isaiah 40, 31. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, who look for and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift up their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Okay? We've got to climb up to a higher place. We've got to live in a higher place. Now, let me pose some of these questions to you, some of these thoughts to you, okay? You know, in Mark chapter 4, we're not going to read it, but in Mark chapter 4, the parable of the sower and the seed, there's soil that's not prepared. It's hard, it's full of stones, it's full of thorns, it's not ready, okay? But you get the soil ready, and then you can sow the seed. But then in that parable, it's like the seed brings forth and sprouts 30, 60, and 100 fold. Now, the 30, 60, and 100 fold didn't come from bad ground. That all came from good ground. There's believers operating at 30%. There's believers operating at 60%. Why aren't all believers operating at 100%? Because there's a new intensity that you got to go in and take hold of it. You've got to lay hold of it. You've got to crave it, and you've got to want it to go in and get it. Okay? That's what Zacchaeus found him, the situation he found himself in. He had all of a sudden he had this desire. I've got to see Jesus. I've got to see Jesus. I have got to see Jesus. Now, this is what I want to come on you today. Okay. And you're like, well, I know Jesus. I've known Jesus since I was little. And I know there is a new Jesus that he wants you to see. You remember that John, the apostle, he knew Jesus. He knew him well. He was close to Jesus. At the Last Supper, he leaned on Jesus. I mean, you have to be close to somebody to lean on him like that. If you don't believe me, the next time you get in an elevator, lean on somebody and see what happens. You have to be close to them to act that way. John knew Jesus. And yet later on the Isle of Patmos, where he was banned, you know, they sent him away just to get rid of him because they couldn't kill him. So they sent him to the Isle of Patmos and he's out there and he hears a voice behind him and he turns to see who the voice was. And it was Jesus. But he didn't recognize it. Why? Because it was a new level and a new dimension of Jesus that he didn't know. There is a new level and dimension of Jesus coming to you that you're going to see him in a new light and in a new way. And it's going to unlock and unleash miracles like never before. It's going to be the glory of the Lord being revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. There is so much glory in this room right now. I'm just imagining you going to Uncle Julio's after service and walking in, and everybody's eyes get this big when you walk in because you're glowing. Because this is getting on you and it's contagious. When it gets on you and you go into a place, this light, this glow, this anointing, this glory will get on other people too, and people will be set free. Okay? But there's this intensity that Zacchaeus had that got Jesus' attention. So what did Jesus do? Okay? Jesus, this faith draws Jesus to the situation. So Jesus is drawn in. Jesus came to where Zacchaeus was. Now, this is important because other people avoided Zacchaeus. They didn't like him. They avoided him. Jesus came to where he was. Then Jesus looked up and saw him. Have you ever felt invisible? Have you ever felt like nobody notices, you know, what I'm going through, what's going on in my life? I just feel all by myself in this situation. That's how Zacchaeus felt. That's where he was. He climbed up in the tree. He was up in the tree by himself. Now, I remind you, this is a big tree. Could be 100 feet tall, 6 feet wide. He's up in the tree. Jesus not only comes to where he is, Jesus is coming to where you are. Jesus is looking. You know, this is so important. There's people out there that nobody looks up to. They're too small. Jesus came and looked up to Zacchaeus. Why does Jesus come to us and look up to us? Because Jesus can't do in the earth what he wants to do without you and me. He sees something in you and he wants to use it. So Jesus walks up to the tree. He looks up. He sees Zacchaeus and then he opens his mouth. And you know, Jesus is the living word. And then when he opens his mouth, he speaks living words. The first word that he said is Zacchaeus. Everyone else called him sinner or short guy or I don't know, whatever they called him. He said Zacchaeus. You know what Zacchaeus means? It means pure and clean. Jesus said, pure and clean. And probably everybody else was going, who is he talking to? Surely he's not talking to the little guy up there. Pure. Jesus called him by his destiny. Pure and clean. He was declaring his destiny. Then Jesus also declared some other things. He said, hurry up and come down. Now, this is a big tree. I don't think Zacchaeus was 5 feet off the ground because Jesus would not have had to say, hurry up and come down if he was 5 feet off the ground. You know, he must have been 20 feet up or something. Zacchaeus, hurry up and come down. It took him a minute to get down because I'm going to your house today to stay. Miracles are coming to your house, but they're not passing through. Miracles are coming to your house and they're going to live there. They're going to move in. They're going to camp. The glory of the Lord is going to camp out in your house. And all night long, the Spirit of God is going to talk to you and you're going to wake up. You're going to wake up knowing stuff you didn't know because the glory of the Lord is going to fill your house. So Jesus spoke directly to him and called him by his name. He spoke destiny, he spoke direction, and he spoke connection. I'm coming to your house. Everybody else avoided Zacchaeus, but Jesus is connecting to him. I'm connecting to your destiny. It's your time. It's your promised land that you're supposed to step into. And it changed him. Somebody paid attention to him, and it changed him. The anointing of God came into his home, and everything changed. Okay, changed him, changed his family, changed everything. So where we're going is going to require a new level of three things, which is what Zacchaeus did. Where we are going is going to require a new level of seeking. A new level of seeking. Okay, now think about this. Is your prayer life big enough to handle where you're going? Have you bumped up your prayer borders to include the land that you are taking? Okay? When I was preparing for this message, I kept thinking about Jay Sekulow. Anybody know who Jay Sekulow is? Jay Sekulow is one of the main attorneys for President Trump. Well, back in the 80s, when I was a youth pastor, Jay Sekulow was a youth guy in ministry. And what he would do, you know, President Reagan signed into effect the Equal Access Act in 1985, which allowed students to, as long as it was student-led, student-run, student-initiated, students could have a Bible club or a prayer club on public school campuses. And it was a huge deal. I mean, it was a very big deal. President Reagan signed it into action, and Jay Sekulow, as an attorney, went to work, and he would represent churches, he would represent individuals who were trying to start something in the public schools, to start some campus clubs. And it was really cool. I mean, it's, you know, Jay Sekulow was like my hero. But I think if you had told Jay Sekulow then that he was going to be President Trump's attorney, that would have probably blown his mind, you know? It's a picture to me of where we're going. God has something for you that's huge. It's huge. Well, we need to be praying like we're laying the foundation for where we're going. Okay? Do you have a prayer corner or a prayer room or a prayer place or a prayer chair at your house? If you don't, get one. Make one. Create one. Okay? Why? We're expanding the foundation of where we're going. Do you have a praise room at your house? You know, I mean, if the only praise you do is when we come together here and praise the Lord, this is wonderful. This is awesome. But you should have personal praise too. You should have personal praise at home where you just come loose. What would happen if everybody in here praised God for 30 minutes before they left the house to come to church? Would that change the atmosphere a little bit? It would. What are we doing? We're preparing for where we're going. Your word level, is your word level where it needs to be for where you're going? Okay? What is all of that? That's your root system. You've got to be as big underground as you are what everybody sees. I mean, maybe what everybody sees, hi, praise God, hey, glory to Jesus, thank you, God. And then you get in the car and, oh, crud, this little piece of junk. You know, what is your word level? Are you as big underneath as you are on top? Okay? This is where we're going. There's a new intensity that we're going to have to get to in order to get where we're going. So there's a new level of seeking. There's a new level of running. And there's a new level of climbing. Okay? We're going to have to dig in to God more. We're going to have to go faster than ever before. And we're going to have to come up higher than we've ever been in order to do this that God has for us, okay? If I told you, you're preaching here next Sunday, would you get excited or would you get nervous? If I told you, hey, you're doing the kickoff service on Wednesday for the tent revival, would you get excited or would you get nervous? You need to pray as if the opportunities are going to swing wide open in front of you. You need to pray. You know, I mean, if they had told Jay Sekulow, you're going to be the president's main attorney, you know, I think he would have probably thought, well, I better go pray then. Because I need a bigger foundation for going that high. Okay, here's another verse. Philippians chapter 3. He says in New King James Version, Philippians 3, verse 12 through 14, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. He presses on, he lays hold, he reaches forward. That's the intensity that I'm talking about, okay? And a new intensity, a new gear, all right? A new gear. Maybe your car has three gears. Maybe your car has four gears. Maybe your car has five gears. Well, God's going to give you a sixth gear because you're going to go faster. Miracles are going to happen faster than ever before. Breakthroughs are going to happen faster than ever before. You're going to get on your knees in your prayer and praise room and say, Lord, I just wanted to ask you for ring, ring, hello, hi, it's here. Okay? Now that's what I'm talking about. A new level of breakthrough, a new level of manifestation. This is the year of manifestation. And some of you have been operating at 30% manifestation. So let me talk to you about your seed. How many of you have ever given an offering? How many of you have ever encouraged somebody with an encouraging word? How many of you have ever been nice to somebody who nobody else was nice to? How many of you have ever talked to a family member that nobody else wanted to talk to? Okay, all of those are seeds. And all of those are still there. They're all there. If you plant a seed in the ground, it'll stay there and stay there and stay there until it gets two things, water and light. Water and light. Why is that important? Jesus said this in John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this, he spoke about the Holy Spirit. Okay? Many of you pray in the Spirit. Many of you speak in other tongues. Some of you don't. Some of you don't do it much. Some of you do it a lot. I like what Paul said. I pray in tongues more than all of you. And he wasn't bragging. He was basically encouraging them to get with the program. It's like, come on, guys, we got to get this thing done. And he's the same guy who wrote Philippians, you know, where he said, I don't even count myself to have apprehended. But here's what I do. I press on, I take hold, I'm going in. We're going in. Bravo one, we're going in. You know, it's like we're taking the land. We're taking it. You have seeds upon seeds upon seeds upon seeds upon seeds that are out there waiting for water, waiting for you to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon. What is that? Praise and worship. You start praising and worshiping God and the light of God gets all over you and gets on your seed, by the way. You start praying in the Spirit and that water of the Spirit flows and gets all those. You're going to have a massive harvest all at once. Why? Because all of a sudden the water is there. All of a sudden the light is there. The glory is there. All of a sudden all those seeds that you have sown in the past are going to come up all at once. Okay? And you're going to have to, like Peter did, you're going to have to call for others in another boat because the catch is so big. Come and help. Come and help me count my money. Come and help me count my cars. Come and help me count my houses. And some of you are going, I only need one house. I only need one house. We'll give some away. You know, we're coming to a new place in God. We're coming to a new level. Jeremiah, come up here. We're coming to a new level. We're coming to a new level. I saw you earlier, and I knew there was something. Ooh, hello. I'm getting slain in the Spirit all by myself. Talk to us. New level. New level. Jeremiah is a Bible college student at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. And he went from prison to Bible college. Talk about a transformation. Yeah. He's a miracle.
Yeah. Yeah, I am a miracle. Yeah, it took me a while to figure that out. I really was holding, well, I'll just go into exactly what the Holy Spirit is telling me, man, that the inside of us is totally, completely filled with His Spirit for our own edification, which is obvious. But His Spirit, in order for Him to edify us, just talking about the water and talking about the light, in order for Him to edify us, we have got to answer the call with inside of us. So we've got to see the little ways that He speaks to us throughout the day. And when we give that attention in our alone time, then the Holy Spirit can come upon us when we come in contact with others so we can edify them. So, and it's all about kindness. It's all about love. It's all about breeding love. That's it. That's what he's been telling me here lately.
What's the new level? What's in your heart? Where are you going? What's next?
Literally for me?
Yeah.
Literally for me, I've melted in two occasions. I've melted the first time when he told me to come to the Bible college. The second time, I didn't know who Jeremy Pearson was, but he was preaching there and in the SLC, and I'm shaking now. And I hit the ground, man, bawling and squalling, and fire of God came on me. He said I was going to Colorado to help build. So I believe that's where I'm going.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay. What are you doing to lay the foundation for where you're going?
I was literally up at 7 a.m., melted in my room this morning before here, doing exactly what you're talking about. I'm desperate for the Lord. I'm Zacchaeus. I'm desperate for the Lord. I seek after him with all I have. I know there's nothing else in this world that I would rather have. I'm sold out for Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
What do you want to happen to this congregation?
I want everybody to just be totally elated with the love of God, that legalism would melt off them, that religion would be just totally shot out of every end of you, man, and just be totally compelled by the Spirit. We're word people here in this church, but we must be spirit people also. We must seek after the things of God and just be willing to go to the next level.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeremiah. God bless you. Okay. Who needs a dose of the Holy Ghost? Who needs a dose of the Holy Ghost? Stand up. If you need a dose of the Holy Ghost, stand up. Stand up. If you need a dose of the Holy Ghost, stand up. Huh? Who needs a dose? Who needs a dose? Who needs a dose? Here we are, guys. Here we are. Here we are. Revival starts on Wednesday, but we don't have to wait. 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 Lift up your hands. Some of you are like, lift up your hands. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Dose of the Holy Ghost. Dose of the Holy Ghost. Dose. Oh, he's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. Ooh, new levels, new levels, new levels. God's showing some of you right now. God's showing some of you right now new levels. God's showing, oh, God's revealing to some of you right now what you're getting ready to walk into and step into. God's showing some of you right now. God's pulling back the curtain and showing you a glorious future, a glorious endeavor, a glorious opportunity. God's showing you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some of you, there's a couple of people in here, you had so much thrown at you in the last couple of weeks. You've had so much thrown at you, so much thrown at you. God is saying to you, God is saying to you, all of that had to crumble so that I could clear the way for what I'm getting ready to do. Lord said, don't worry about it. Don't fret. Don't let your heart hang on to any of those things that have crumbled. The Lord said, I opened this up before you. The Lord says, yeah, seek, run, climb, get in. Get in, just get into it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are Dan and Jen here? The Hoolies? They're not here? They were in the first service? Okay. That's because they were in my heart. And I just know God's doing miracles in their lives too and causing things to happen. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Don't let go. Don't let go. Don't let go. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, rahana na katana mama mana la la de ti ti de 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 Streams, streams, streams. God says, I'm releasing streams. I'm releasing streams into your life. Streams of refreshing, streams of change, streams that will cause the landscape to change, streams that will cause traffic and cause a flow, just like in days of old when riverboats went up and down. I'm causing streams so that I can get to you the things that you need, so I can get to you the breakthrough that you need, so I can get to you the miracles that you need. I'm opening up streams in the desert. Streams in the desert. Streams in the desert. God said, oh, take it, take it, take it. Take it, take it. Streams in the desert. Oramahana mamamana da katana kate. Lamurana da kate di anana kate. Oramahana mamana kate. The breakthrough, the breakthrough, the breakthrough, the breakthrough. The breakthrough, the breakthrough, the breakthrough, the breakthrough. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Gene, I want to speak some things about this revival that's happening. The Lord says, because you are stepping out, because you are stepping out, because you are stepping out, the Lord says, open heaven, open heaven, open heaven. The Lord says, this week you will begin to see an open heaven like never before. You will begin to see the breakthroughs and the things happen that you've believed for as a ministry for a long time are going to break out. They're going to break through. The Lord says, it's time, it's time, it's time, it's time, it's time, it's time. Because you've broken out into the open, because you've broken out, and because the earth will hear my praise, the Lord says, suddenly, 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 the Lord says, get ready. People will be slain in the spirit in their seats. People will be healed in their seats. People will be delivered in their seats. People will be delivered miles away. People will be delivered driving by. At this revival, this revival, this revival, and this revival, and this revival, and the effects of this revival will ripple, they will ripple, they will ripple, they will ripple. The effects of this revival will affect Dallas-Fort Worth in a big way. The effects of this revival will touch churches, and they will break loose, and they will have parking lot revivals. This revival is going to break something off of Dallas-Fort Worth that has been there for a while, for like 40 years, and it's going to break off, and people will be set free. Churches will be set free. Families will be set free. The Lord says, I'm changing something. I'm changing something. Instead of the news reporting division and strife and protests and hatred, the news is going to start reporting restoration and people coming back together and marriages being restored and governments changing. The media is going to begin to change and you are going to see it, the Lord says. The Lord says, rejoice in me, get ready for the new place, get ready for the new level, get ready in Jesus' name, say this with me, say, Lord Jesus, I am ready, I am hungry, I am craving, I want it now, this week, revival, outpouring, pour it on us, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big shout of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.